Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for Abengoa's Financial Restructuring Status Update Conference. Joining us today is Gonzalo Urquijo, Executive Chairman of Abengoa. Please, sir, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning or good afternoon to all of you. Thank you very much for attending this call. As you very well know, the main purpose of the call is to provide you with an update on the status of the financial restructuring transaction that we presented, if you recall, last September. Next page says ongoing recovery. Let's go through what have been the main items in the last, let's say, since March 2017. That is basically 2 years ago. We completed 2 years ago our financial restructuring, and since then, Abengoa has continued to do an enormous progress in the recovery of its business activity, amongst other things. First of all, we have accumulated bookings of new projects of 2.7 billion. We have a current backlog that stands, as of today, at around 1.8 billion, recovering, if you well recall, from 2017, from 1.4 billion. That means we've had an increase of 26%. The EBITDA has continued changing in a positive way. On one hand, you remember, we are coming from a negative 2016, 126 in round figures in 2017, and 188 in 2018. If we go to our EPC business, it has passed from 25 to 75. We'll multiply it by 3 in our core business. In terms of efficiency, as you can very well see, you can see the enormous, and I insist, enormous reduction of general expenses, over 80%. We are coming from 452 in 2015 to 77 last year. And we continue to make progress on this. From terms of FTEs, our employees have passed from 32,000, a bit above, to around 14,000. And we've done this in a socially responsible manner. People is our most and our key asset, and we can say, and we're very proud, we've done this with no strikes. In addition to the operating recovery, the company has taken other measures in order to improve liquidity and leverage. What are these main measures? On one hand, in the asset disposal plan, we sold Atlantica Yield. If you very well remember, the average price was in the range of $23. Today it's in the range in the market of 19 point something dollars. We also sold European bioenergy assets, Norte 3 cogeneration plant, the Brazilian transmission lines in operation, amongst others. We also closed the Cerro Dominador plant in Chile, and we've had successful local restructuring processes in Peru, Uruguay, and Chile. Next page, progress in restructuring process. We are currently reaching the financial stages of the restructuring process announced the 30th of September. Continued negotiations with creditors have led to the signing of the restructuring agreement the 11th of March with the main New Money 2 and Senior Old Money or SOM creditors. First of all, there's been opening of the accession period for the rest of the creditors. Number two, important majorities already achieved through the lockup agreement in January. If you remember, 92% of New Money 2, 79% of SOM, and 11% of Junior Old Money. And over the past few days, we've also, these percentages have been moving upwards. In terms of the bonding lines, what can we say? That the bonding lines are basically about to be committed, and we feel comfortable at this stage with this point. Why? CESTE, the Spanish ECA and credit insurance agency, has already agreed to cover 50% of it, and for the rest, we have positive feedback of all the main banks. In terms of A3T, we're well on track. This cogeneration plant has been delivering electricity since December of last year, and we have around 85% of the capacity of the PPAs contracted. Next page, that is the restructuring process update. And the first page is transaction fundamentals. Let's go through them, and I think it's important to review them once more. The three main pillars that will contribute to Abengoa's future viability are the following. Number one, liquidity. We'll have 97 million through the refinancing of the A3T cogeneration plant in Mexico and the issuance of a convertible bond. A part of the debt will be transferred to A3T. I'll come back to it later. Additionally to that, we'll have additional bonding lines, 140 million, and this is critical to our company in order to continue growing our EPC business. Third and not least, the deleveraging through the swap of the current outstanding debt for a mandatory convertible instrument. This will lead to a capital structure that will be consistent and sustainable with Abengoa's future business. Next page, refinancing and sale of A3T. As we have explained in the past, and I said in the previous page, a significant amount of debt will be transferred to A3T. Let's go through them because it has three parts. On one side, 45% of new money too, for approximately 121 million euros in this case, will go to A3T. The remaining, which we'll see later, which is 148, will remain in Abengoa 1. Two, interim financing. What can I say? There will be, you remember we had two lines, one line that was in November 2017, the other line was in July 2018, and this amount will be transferred to A3T. The total amount is 76 million. Third, this is the remaining of the, which is added, is the new money one debt of approximately 330 million. So the amount of debt that will be plugged into the A3T will be the 121 of the new money two, which is a 45% of it, 76 of the interim financing, and third and not least, the 330 of the new money one. In addition to this, there'll be the new liquidity provided through the issuance of this convertible bond with a maximum of 97 million. Now, this convertible instrument is expected to be repaid with the proceeds from the sales of the asset to a third party. Any potential upside on the sale will be shared 50-50 with the bond holder. So you see those three columns. We will be going into the new money one AMB. That will be converted in the second one to project finance. And the last one will be when we are able to sell, and that would impact new money two, interim finance, and the convertible bond. So we'll have an effect of substitution, or this substitution of new money one A and new money one B into project finance, and in the future into what is new money two interim and convertible, will substitute into the new holder once we'll sell it. Next page, transaction highlights. What I'm going to present in these two next pages is the restructuring terms and the agreement instrument by instrument. First of all, new money one remains unchanged in its nominal and financial cost. It is already in the A3T perimeter. The terms, which we think clearly is extremely expensive, but it is what it is, those will maintain the same until this has been repaid. New bonding for 140 million at Abengoa 1 level. These new bonding providers will receive a reinstated debt for 10% of the bonding amount, that is 14 million euros. New money too, to be split. As we said before, 45% move to A3T perimeter, and the rest of the remaining will go 55% to the remaining Abengoa 1. So we're doing the breakdown of the new money 2, 45 A3T, 55 Abengoa 1. But clearly, we believe there's an enormous change here. That is the reduction in the financial cost. As up to now, this was very expensive also, like new money one, and it cost 5% in cash, 9% in peak. The new conditions will be for new money two at A3T, that is the 121 million, will have a cost of 3% peak plus 3% pay if you can. In terms of the new money one at Avenuco one, the 148 million, it will be a cost of 3% cash plus 3% peak. Additionally, holders of new money two at Avenuco one level will receive reinstated debt for 10% of the amount. That is approximately 15 million euros. Next page, I continue with transaction highlights and the main terms. AT&T convertible bond will be for an amount of 97 million. Financial cost will be of this bond, convertible bond, 9%, its peak. Expected to be repaid with the proceeds from the sale of A3T. Any unpaid amount to be crystallized at Avenuco 1, pari passu to new money 2. I will insist in this. So if there's any amount that has not been paid because the price was lower, it'll be crystallized into Avenuco 1 and pari passu to new money 2. Next, interim financing, 76 million, to be moved to 83T perimeter, at a lower financial cost, clearly. It's going to be at a cost of 3% peak, 3% pay if you can, compared to a cost, as of today, 5% cash, 5% peak. So as you can see in all these, we have an important financial cost reduction, which is not only it is key for us, and it is necessary. All money will be swapped for newly issued mandatory convertible bonds at an improved financial cost also. It was 1.25% peak. Today, that is what it will become, because today it's 0.25% cash, 0.25% peak. So now it's only reduced to the peak amount. Now, some convertible bond to and also senior old money to an amount of 1,581,000,000. It will include 149 million of challenges or claimed debt. Additionally to that, we will have junior old money, which will be convertible for a nominal amount of 1,302,000,000. Next page, which I think it's important, we need to see the corporate perimeter and the diagrams. What can I say? First of all, the company is going to issue four convertible bonds. One of them, you don't see it in this page, but it's the one we spoke about previously, which is the A3T convertible bond. That is as for number one. As for number two, mandatory convertible bond instrument at Avenuco 1, convertible into 22% of its share capital. Now, who will own this? New Money 2 holders will have 18%, and the A3T convertible bondholder will have a 4%. So it's 22 divided 18 going for new money 2 and 4% and 4% going to the bondholder. Third, in terms of the mandatory convertibles, senior old money convertible instrument issued at Avenuco 2 piece convertible into up to 100% of its share capital for the 1,581,000,000. As I said before, this includes the claimants and the senior old money. Fourth, junior old money mandatory convertible instrument issued at Avenuco 2 convertible into up to 100% of its share capital. That is 1,302,000,000. In addition to the mandatory convertible at Avenuco 1, we find 55% of the new money to debt, which is 148 million, the new reinstated debt of 49 million, and of course the bonding lines, the new bonding lines of 140 million. Next page, the overall status. As I mentioned earlier, the very, I think, relevant milestones that we have already achieved in relation to the restructuring process are the following. First of all, we signed the restructuring agreement on March 11th with the main new money two and some creditors. Second, important majorities already achieved. I already mentioned them, 92% new money two, 79% some, 11% home. And the bonding lines, which are about to be committed. What are the main pending items? Reach an agreement with the remainder of the challenges. I think that is working on progress and it's going adequately. We believe that we will be able to achieve it. Second, reach the required consent from creditors. We're in the final stages of obtaining the necessary approvals to reach the minimum required majorities for the JOM. Three, obtain shareholders' approval in the AGM for the issuance of the convertible bonds. As you all know, we'll have the AGM the 28th, so a couple of days from now. And last and not least, we as company, we are contacting all creditors in order to achieve the required majorities. Now, I have to insist, the support in order to achieve our recovery plan is fundamental. We need that all the creditors come and support us with this come. This is the way this company will become sustainable and viable. We go to the next page, that is the viability plan. Here we have two pages with the explanations as we've sent. You have as the annex, the main figures, which you already saw as we made them public the end of January. Now, in terms of the financial projections, they were built on a bottom-up approach, consolidating all the plans of the different businesses, that is energy, water, T&I, services, innovation, ages, also the geographies, that was Brazil, Chile, USA, South Africa, Argentina, Mexico, Peru, and Uruguay. Now, we do have some perimeters that have been ring-fenced. Why? Due to the restructuring. That is Mexico, Argentina, Peru, and Uruguay, with no cash contribution for the duration of the plans. That has been the hypothesis we have worked in. The rest of the geographies, businesses conform the main perimeter for this restructuring purposes. Additionally, positive operating cash flow from 2020, because in 2019, new businesses expected to generate positive cash flow. However, we will be impacted by the non-recurrent costs from the legacy projects. So we will be generating with the new projects positive free cash flow, but we will still have the legacy projects. From 2021 onwards, Abengoa is expected to operate under normal financial conditions. I would say that in terms of cash availability and bond. Now, in terms of the EPC business, the old, Abengoa includes projects in backlog prior to 2017. This is restructuring legacy, expected to be completed by 2020, now hypothesis. Delays incurring in additional costs for completion, margins close to zero, impacting mainly in 2019. Now, new Abengoa includes post-restructuring, focus on third-party EPCs, and assumes long-term reasonable margins. That is 9.5% gross margin and 6.7% EBITDA margin. In the page number two of key assumptions, now over the 10-year forecast period, the new debt raised in 2019 corresponds mainly to the A3T convertible instrument. Also, debt provided by customers, clients, suppliers, with the Wad al-Shamal and Dead Sea Works projects in order to complete the projects. Annual interest is mainly related to the 148 million of new money two and 49 million of reinstated debt at Abenuco 1. New money two is assumed in our hypothesis to be refinanced at the same cost. Four, debt repayments correspond to that debt related to WAS and to Dead Sea Works projects, and some local debt in Chile. Now, in terms of cash availability, clients have imposed restrictions to some of the upstreaming of cash from the projects in executions. We assume that in 2020 we'll have financial stability. So from that point onwards, we will eliminate this restriction. Last and not least, projections show significant accumulation of cash over the forecasted period. This is for modeling purposes, because of course it could be assumed that this excess cash is used to prepay financial or commercial debt. Now, next steps following our presentation and the milestones to completion. We believe we are well on track to complete the financial restructuring after many months of work and negotiations. The key milestones ahead of us, we already passed the 11th of March restructuring agreement signed. That was already completed. The 28th of March, as we said before, we have the EGM meeting. 29th of March, we will finalize the creditors accession period, so we should be completed by the 29th of March. Now, in terms of the last and not least or key takeaways, since the completion of the financial restructuring 2 years ago, Abengoa has continued to make key and very important progress in terms of recovery of its business activity. Current backlog, as I said before, stands at 1.8 billion. It's 28% increase from the previous year. Core EPC business has increased in its EBITDA from 126 to 128. And we have increased in efficiency in terms of reduction of general expenses of over 80%. Now, the company has taken the adequate steps to improve liquidity and leverage and has sold what we consider at good market prices in order to refinance all our activities or repay debt as we've done. We are currently reaching the final stages of the restructuring process announced the 30th of September of 2018, pending shareholder and creditor approval. As we said before, we expect completion of this restructuring March 29th. Now, for us, we believe this is key for the future of this company. So the implementation of this financial restructuring will position the company on the right path to sustainable growth. As always, we are all available to answer all your questions. IR department and all of us, we are fully available. Thank you very much to all of you for your attention, and talk to you shortly. Thank you very much, and good day to all. Bye.